Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is warm, with clear skies expected in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, temperatures are comfortable, making it a fine day to be outside. Meanwhile, in Eilut, expect some heat, as usual, with plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports a difficult incident in Lebanon proved issues within the IDF. Two soldiers were killed and four were seriously injured, raising concerns about systemic failures. This was reported earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom informs us that after an attempted lynching in Jenin, the religious Zionism Party launched an initiative. They placed directional signs in northern Samaria this morning, marking areas such as Mevo Dotan and the Dotan Valley. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals Hezbollah launched a drone at IDF soldiers. The military chose not to disclose this to the public, but media reports confirm no casualties or damage. Separately, Ynet highlights young female officers coordinating Israel's most sensitive West Bank missions. These women play crucial roles in intelligence and counterterrorism efforts, as reported earlier today. And finally, the Times of Israel warns Israelis in Greece to lie low ahead of pro-Palestinian Day of Rage protests. The foreign ministry advises avoiding Jewish or Israeli symbols during these rallies. Here's what people are saying online. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, posting just minutes ago, criticized the U.S. approach to Iran. Oded Ilam, a former Mossad official, said the Americans failed to turn military gains into strategic achievements, leaving Tehran feeling empowered. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared an observation on Israeli leadership earlier today. She mentioned David Barnea, recently Mossad director, honoring a controversial figure, raising questions about governance. Michal Kotler-Wunsch, an Israeli politician, posted minutes ago about the Day of Rage protests in Greece. She expressed concern over the advice for Israelis to hide their identity, questioning notions of diversity and inclusion. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the report from Maariv, the serious incident in southern Lebanon is drawing criticism for the IDF. Yitzhak Brick points out a culture of cover-up that seems ingrained within the military. This raises questions about accountability and operational transparency, which could impact military morale and public trust. Turning to the Jerusalem Post report, Hezbollah's drone launch against IDF soldiers was a significant event. The military's decision not to inform the public raises concerns about transparency and preparedness. The incident follows a tense period of exchanges in the region, highlighting the fragile security situation. Meanwhile, Ynet's feature on young female officers underscores their vital role in military operations. These women are at the forefront of coordinating critical missions in the West Bank. Their contributions are reshaping perceptions and enhancing the effectiveness of counterterrorism efforts. This reflects a broader trend of increasing female participation in security roles. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that after a spike in August, gas prices might drop in September. Mizrahi Tefahot estimates prices could decrease to about 7.70 shekels per liter, bringing some relief to drivers. Separately, tech highlights a gap between Israeli and American tech founders. Guy Figel of Hetz Ventures notes that while technology is advanced, there's a need to update budgeting practices to further innovation. And finally, Globes reports that Ireland removed Elbit's fog landing system from its government jet. This decision affects the Prime Minister's jet, impacting its ability to land in adverse weather. Gilink. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.